Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Blessed afternoon, everyone. You are tuned in to the Way of Life program. I am your host, Charmaine. Welcome. What is life? Life is God Himself. It involves all of who God is. Life is truth, righteousness, holiness, love, mercy, justice, faithfulness, and all that God is. That's the true essence of life. To experience it is to experience God. Apart from God, who is a personification, source, and definition of life, there is no life. It is written in Psalm 36:9, "For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see." God is the life source of all living things and beings, but all living things and beings do not have the fullness of His life. Human beings are the only ones whom God has created to contain the fullness of His life, or the fullness of Himself. That fullness is in Jesus Christ, and all those who are in Jesus Christ have received it. Colossians 2:9-10. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ. That is to say, what Jesus Christ is full of, all those who are in Jesus Christ are also filled with what Jesus is full of. If our Lord Jesus Christ is filled with the fullness of God and we are in Him, is it not true that we have what He has? Our position in Him qualifies us for what He is filled with. So do you believe that we are where Jesus said we are? In John 14:20 it says, "At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you." So where are those of us who are united with Jesus Christ? We are in Him, who is in God the Father. The life that the Holy Spirit referred to here is God Himself, or what He possessed is in Himself, what He possessed in Himself, which includes His nature, characteristics, and virtues. He tells us that what He possessed in Himself is for all of humanity, and that He has given it to us in Jesus Christ, who is Himself life. John 14:6. Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." You can also take note of John 11:25 in your personal studies. The Holy Spirit said through John in John 1:4, "In Him," that is, in Jesus Christ, "was life, and the life was the light of men." Life in this context refers to God's own life, or eternal life, which every living thing on earth does not have, because it is meant to be the habitation of human beings. It's our place of residence. God is our home. All that He says and does is to be our manner of conduct, or our lifestyle. He is our world of life's activity. So, true life is experienced in relationship and fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 1 John 1:3, "We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." You can also check out 2 Corinthians 13:14. For those of us who are children of God, we have entered into life when we become born again, or when we became born again. Now we must grow into the fullness of life, for it is meant to be our only daily and eternal experience. Nothing else is meant to be our experience but God's life. It is in that life we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. What flows from God's nature and characteristics is what we have been given. It is the true life. It is the real life. It is the best life, saints. It is that which our godly personalities are shaped. It is into this experience God has called all of mankind through Jesus Christ. That life is more satisfying. All who hunger and thirst for it can have it. John 6:35. Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." That life is indescribable. It cannot die. It is like a well of water that never runs dry. John 4:14. "But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. And it is meant to be our present and eternal experience." John 5:24. "I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life." Since I think it's such a wonderful thing that for everything that the Holy Spirit is teaching us, there's a scripture to back it up. So I hope you have taken note of those scriptures, that you, as you listen again, you go online and you listen again, you can put a scripture with what is being said and let it become your meditation and your study so we can grow in the knowledge of Christ. So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.